Christianity is not a life of struggle. That's why God has given us his grace, so that we enjoy a free flow of his kingdom.
Join Prophet Simon Thomas of Glory Carriers Ministry International as he brings you the divine word of God in its simplicity.
The snow shadow you will light up, mountains you will climb up, running after me. No wall you will kick down. I want you to experience the love of God first before we go deeply. There's no shadow you will lie up, mountain you walk, running after me. No wall you won't kick down. Oh, running up. No shadow you will lie. No one you will kick down. No shadow you will light up. No one you will kick down, kick down. No shadow you will light up. Shira namakasoda nebarata no shanaya. No wall you won't kick down. No one, no one, no one, no shadow you will light up. Hey, anamashananiana, shira namasoradea. No wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear down, yeah. No shadow you won't light up. Mountain, yeah. And no wall, no lie you won't tear down. That is wrong, that is wrong. And no shadow you won't. Running after me. There's no wall you won't kick down. Lie you won't tear. Running after me. No shadow you will light up. Mountain you will climb. Running after me. No wall you will kick down. There's no lie, yeah. No shadow you will lie. No darkness in my life can stop you, Lord. Yeah. Love of God. Oh, we good and dear. Oh, stay UK. Share a bat. Oh, sing it in a loop. Oh, he loves us. He loves us.
Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
He loves us. He loves us. Yeah.
He loves us.
Nothing can separate us. Yeah.
Oh, he loves us.
Yeah.
Oh,
personalize it. He loves me, he loves me,
he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves
me. He loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves. He loves. Oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves. Oh, how he loves. Lift your voices. He loves us.
He loves us. Oh, how he loves us.
Oh,
oh, how he loves us. Oh, how he loves.
He loves me. He loves me. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for your matchless love. Your love that's beyond the scripture. Thank you, Holy Spirit. How can I the His cry? Your love that's indescribable. How can I explain your love that's on display? The bold, I'm a lost, it's the Lord with melody. My heart is singing. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, just the people. Everyone, lift your song. The Bible says, making melodies in your heart unto the Lord. One more time we sing, everybody sing, can I just hear the congregation lift it one more time? With a keyboard, my heart sings. Oh, one more time. Oh, yada mo shada di yada no shada ne. Oh, yeah, my heart sings. One more time, everybody sing from the depths of your heart. Oh, 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 yeah. My heart sings, oh, 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 yeah. And no, Jemna in the high, let my King be lifted high. Oh, Jemna. One more time, Hosanna, Hosanna, yeah. Of your name. Thank you for the mightiness of your personality. Thank you because you are God and you are King and also our Savior. In a moment like this, a time and a season like this, Lord, we like to steer the consciousness of your love captured in your death, burial, and resurrection on Calvary, which is the root of any kind of love that exists. Lord, we give you all the praise. Thank you because our hearts tonight are steered to know your love in its purest form. In the name of Jesus. I will come against every mind that is daft, every mind that is dull, every demon of misunderstanding, every spirit that Satan has probably stationed to make sure that many will not capture the understanding of your word or declare they are out from this atmosphere now in the name of Jesus. And that your word will gain ascendancy in our heart and touch us in every part of our needs in the name of Jesus. Let's be seated. Hallelujah to Jesus. Like Valentine always is. Like Valentine always is. We are more conscious of talking about the love between a man and a woman. Most of us. Even for the creativity team, and it's not their fault. Even myself, while I was preparing for Valentine's service, I was just thinking of the love between a man and a woman to come and teach people. Then I heard the Holy Spirit just whisper to me and say, "How about my love?" I said, "Oh, we've been talking about your love in church." He said, "But every love that is pure stems out from my love." So he said, "You first start by emphasizing to an extent about my love, create an atmosphere for that, then build on it from every area." You know, if we see every kind of love that exists from the perspective of God's love, and then we can be able to manifest that love rightly. Is that okay? And that's why the Bible says, "Husband, love your wife as what?" So God wants us to view from his own perspective of love. He wants us to understand his love first before it will give us capacity to understand the love that exists between a man and a woman. Are we together? And to a very fair extent, one of the things we'll try to do tonight is to avoid movement. And every time, to a very fair extent, we all understand the love of Christ, isn't it? The love of God, isn't it? To a very fair extent, we understand that Jesus loves us so much. He died for us on Calvary to showcase that love, isn't it? That God replicated himself into tree for our salvation. Alright? He replicated himself into what? Three. For our salvation. Jesus is God. Hope you know that. So while he was saying Father, he meant for himself. But he had to metamorphose into these three dimensions so that he could explain something to us. He could pass a message. Are we together? Are you all listening? I told you severally, I don't like repeating myself in this area. Whenever you find out you are being distracted in church, it's demonic. You may think it's a joke. It's highly demonic. Because this is the most important session in church. Alright? And that's why I said, whenever you sit to hear God's word, know that it's warfare. You have to fight your mind to be concentrated. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? Matthew 13 shows us it's warfare, pure warfare. The devil is not joking. You can't be haphazard listening to God's word. I mean, this is something that has a potency to change your life forever. Alright? So you can't afford to be a little bit distracted. Because anything can happen. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? Anything can happen. So please pay close attention. Refuse to be what? Distracted. Is that okay? So please pay close attention. We all know the love of God. We all understand the love of God. And that is why in First John, I think that's 3:1, the Bible says, "What manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that will be called what? Sons of God." Because he wants us to capture this. He wants us to have a fair idea of this. That's why he came as son and was talking about son, fatherhood. So the father, you say son, the father, my father, son. So he wanted us to see that. Of course, we saw it. The 12 saw it. We saw it in the Bible. That Jesus had a stronger bond than anybody with the Father on the earth while he was on the earth. He had a stronger bond. He would just look at 5 loaves of bread, 2 fishes and say, thank you, Father. It will multiply. He would look at a man in a tomb for 3 days and say, thank you, Father. I mean, he's doing as if he's the only one that owned the Father. Are you people get on what I'm trying to say? So, he wanted us to see that the relationship between the Father and he, the Son at that time, the only Son of the living God, at that time, he was the only Son. Hope you know that. You catch this revelation? He was the only Son. We are now sons like him. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So he started being the first, you know, the first. He started like that because he wanted us to understand how deeply they are in love, the Father and the Son. That anything the Son wanted, the Father will give the Son. No wonder at some point is that if you believe in my words and my words abide in you, then whatsoever you ask of me, of the Father, I mean, he said, it will be what? Given unto you. He's trying to show us the algorithm to get to that point that we can begin to enjoy the privileges he has as a Son with his what? Father. So haven't seen how close Jesus was with his Father, or is with his Father. In the Bible, the 12 saw it. Now, John is catching our attention to something. He said, what manner of love has a Father bestowed, lavished? You know, that word lavish in Greek, and of course in English you can have a fair idea that that's what it means, is to just pour something. You know, how many of you have seen where people say, the Father spoils this child? Have you heard things like that? That the mom spoiled this child, the way she gave him everything he wanted, she's the one that spoiled this child. So that's the same word there in Greek, that God spoiled us with his love to a point we are called the sons. You know, does that we are not spoiled in the negative. That he so much loved us. John was like, what manner of love is this? He didn't say one of the angels. He said, son. You know, you would be truly not okay, in all honesty, to think that an angel is greater than you. Think about it. Can we read together? One to go. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed to us, that we should be called children of God. He was shouting. While he was writing, he was shouting. Are you listening? It's something to shout about. So we're going to read it like we're seeing. One to go. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children. He said, therefore the world does not know us. They don't know us. Because of this, they don't know us. They are wondering, what kind of a people are these? The way they love is different. The way they talk is different. Their priority is different. We don't talk like them. We don't take decisions like them. Why? Romans 12 has fulfilled his full course upon us. 1 and 2. It says in verse 1 that your most reasonable sacrifice is that your bodies be what? He was beseeching us to acknowledge by the message of God. The message of God there can be summarized as Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection, which can also be summarized as the word called grace. By his grace, or by his death, or by the reason of his death, burial, and resurrection, that we have capacity to what? Acknowledge that our bodies are what? Is that which is our most reasonable service. So he's calling us, and it's showing us reasons why we can acknowledge that our body is now God's temple. He's saying, don't just think you can do it by your capacity. He said, I'm calling you forth into this realm via the mercies of God. Via his death, burial, and what? Resurrection. Via his grace, that you understand that your body, you acknowledge. If you understand grace, you acknowledge. What's one of the things that happened in grace? Romans 6 says, we know that the old man had been what? Crucified with his vain desires and etc. We know that, isn't it? So when we picture his death, burial, and resurrection, which can be summarized as his mercy shown towards us, I think people get what I'm trying to say. You know that song, right? Great is your mercy towards me, your love and kindness towards me. You know the song? Your tender mercies I see, the after day forever faithful towards me. You're always providing for me. Great is your mercy towards me. Great is your grace. Hallelujah. So, via the message of God, Paul is saying, you can what? Offer your bodies. Because Romans 6 is just told us, it's not our body. And it's easy. We didn't do it. Right? Huh? And that's what the Bible said in Titus. It said, the grace of God Jesus has appeared to what? All men. Teaching them in Greek is a word that is interpreted also as to be metamorphosed, to be capacitated. You know, you walk upon something, like we say in sciences, that metal is what? Malleable. It can be turned into any shape, isn't it? That by the mess, that the grace of God has appeared to all men and has capacitated them to people that can say what? No to any form of what? Unrighteousness. In other words, we didn't have capacity on our own. When grace came, grace, the understanding of grace, what? Capacitated us. Got us metamorphosed. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? As beings that can say no to any form of what? Unrighteousness. Say, I'm a being that can say no to any form of unrighteousness. So God didn't just say stop sin. He gave you capacity to what? Stop sin. Say amen. That's what the love of Jesus has done. It is nothing about our capacity. That's why Paul said in Understanding Grace, nobody can boast. He said even our faith to believe what Jesus has done is even by grace. He said, least any man should what? Boast. I'm talking about Ephesians 2:4, if I'm not mistaken. He said, no one can boast then. It's not possible to boast. When you see people boasting, they don't understand grace. Years ago, I told Mama T something. She was asking about a certain preacher that was insulting the grace of God. More like mocking people who believe in the grace of God. And some sort of saying that all these people that will come and say the grace of Jesus has come back, the grace of Jesus, they don't know anything. What have they done? What have they seen? Blah, blah, blah. You know, so when she brought it to my notice, I said to her, I said, you know why he talks like that? Because he has not experienced the grace of God. He doesn't understand the grace of God. And I said, I vet people by their knowledge. I said, I can predict your life by the capacity, by the level of knowledge you have. I can predict your life. If you don't understand the grace of God, I can predict that soon you will fall. You will think you are the strongest of all men. Brothers and sisters, I know what I'm telling you. You know, the realm of the spirit, the way God has helped us by His grace, anybody can just get into it. You just sit here now, you could be filled with the Holy Ghost. God doesn't mind. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? He doesn't mind. I'm being 100% serious. Hallelujah to Jesus. He doesn't mind. For instance, we're watching a song, and while watching the song, in the house today, the person leading the song had tattoos on his body. You know this song, "You Are My Champion." You know the person that sang it, right? I don't know his name, but he had a lot of tattoos everywhere. So the person, before the song started vividly, there was a young man playing the guitar. He didn't wear a normal shirt. He wore something like a singlet, and he put something like a chain, and he was the one playing the guitar. Hallelujah to Jesus. And I could see sincerity in all of them. They were so serious with God. So when I played the song, and I told Mama T, I said, "See this one, sir." So she laughed and I laughed. So I just went into the bed. So I started thinking, I said, "But what, these guys are singing lovely songs. And they are not looking lovely according to African culture, like some people will say." And I then started talking to I talked to myself a lot. I said, "This is not actually African culture. It's about how life should be in general. Are we together? That if somebody is properly schooled, he will find no reason to draw things on his body. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain? Because if you do that, you are actually against God, not for God. You are more of against God. I'm not saying you are going to hell. You know what I mean by you are more of against God? You are doing something that will question the authenticity of God in your life. People be wondering, is God really real in your life? Because of how you are looking. So if you truly love God and His kingdom, you don't do things that will question whether God is real or not in your life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? So I said, such character is a function of ignorance to an extent. Then I said to her, but see, the Holy Ghost is in these people. I said, the Holy Ghost has fueled these folks. Because He doesn't come because you don't have tattoos. He comes in you to take off the tattoo from you. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? So you could be filled with tattoo and the Holy Ghost will come inside of you. He will not question your tattoo. That's how wonderful God's grace is. The Bible says where there is sin, grace comes even more. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? That is why when you see people dressed anyhow, full of the Holy Spirit, don't think that the Holy Spirit in them is an affirmation that their lifestyle is okay. He came in them to change them. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So when they are on that path onto a change, because you see, if you read Romans, we're reading it. Let's go back there. If you look at verse 2 of Romans, you know, verse 1 says to us that by the mercies of God, we can acknowledge that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, or that our body should be offered as the only what? Reasonable sacrifice. Give me in the literal translation, verse 2. And I always tell you people, I added by in the beginning of verse 2. It said, how can verse 1 happen? Verse 1 calls for us to what? Acknowledge or offer our body as what? Living sacrifice, not dead sacrifices. Please follow me. Simply meaning that every day of our lives, as we live our lives, we should live for God consciously. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Meaning that we can live perfectly on the earth for God. Living sacrifice. Living sacrifice. Not to wait one day, die and go to heaven before we're going to live for God. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Is that which is our only reasonable service. Meaning this is the only thing that makes sense to God, that we understand what He has done on Calvary. Of course, we pictured one thing He did on Calvary, Romans 6, is that the old body of sin has been thrown back to the tree where it came from. So if you truly understand that the old body of sin is gone, how do you prove it? By living with a consciousness and the practicality that you have a new body that has no sin. Do you get what I'm trying to explain to you? But Paul is saying that this verse 1 is not possible until verse 2 is understood. What is verse 2? By not being conformed. So how will verse 1 happen? By not being what? Conformed. And how will you not be conformed? By being what? Transformed. So not that you say, I don't want to be conformed. I don't want to conform. The reason why you refuse to be conformed is because you had been what? Transformed. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So if you look at it carefully, it is from last to verse. Let me put it like that. The reason why you know God's perfect will. Maybe we'll remove that last part. Let's say from second to the last to first. Then carry the last part and put first. I'd said some offers I had with my pastors while I was a student. There was an offer I had to go to a certain place and be preaching. And they'll be having revenues. I had it even as a student, not as a graduate, a student. I was going to have my car. I was going to have my house. Nice offer. They said, all I need to do is to be preaching what I'm saying. I should just be preaching it there. And that I'll marry anytime I intend to marry is on them. I just know somebody in Kaduna that collected the offer. After 1 year, he became very fat. I don't know that he has exploded because we don't know where he is now. We have been looking for him. Why did I refuse? I was in my office one of the Tuesdays when somebody called me to come to, is it South Africa, Kenya? I can't really remember. He wants me to come and minister in South Africa. So he has seen my prophetic, he has seen the word of God. He thinks when I come here, it's going to be millions for me. He didn't tell me God will be glorified. He said there's going to be millions. As he was saying it, I was hearing the voice of my spiritual father. He's late. I was hearing the voice of my spiritual father.
I was just hearing everything. I was just seeing the guy like a stupid guy. I said, please, I'm not interested. God did not send me to South Africa. God told me that Nigeria for now. He said, no, I mean, everything is on me. I'm paying everything, full flight, going and coming, everything. Just come and preach. Man of God, we need you. I said, no, I'm not led. Because I sensed that he was a false prophet. And if I put my hand there, I'll become, you know, it will not start immediately. Listen carefully. Most people who are false prophets, are we together? They like to associate with people who are not false prophets to cover for their falsehood. So you will not realize immediately. They will come, they like to go around people who, we used to say it in, Old Testament. We used to say it before that people that their oil is pure. Everybody like that. They will come around them so that when you see them as friends with those people, you cannot suspect them. It only takes the Holy Spirit to help you discern that this person has entered into error. Are you people listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Very important. Just like a trick that wanted to happen to me in the beginning of this year. The certain man of God called me and said he saw me dead. And I was surprised that he saw me dead. Because that's sick. I can't die. I've never thought about dying. Yes, I've never in my life thought about dying. I said, okay, what if I die one day? How? No, I've never, you know those thoughts people have to say, what if I die one day? Who will cry? Who will not cry? Will they miss me? I don't think like that. Since I understood eternal life, I knew I would know when I would die. Not even when a bullet is on my head. I'm not trying to brag in the flesh. If Boko Haram put gun on my head, I'll still tell my wife, it's found a yam I want to eat. And I come back home. Because they'll say, will you stop the gun from cracking? I don't know what will happen. But I know the bullet will not enter my head. I don't know how. The Bible says I should not suffer myself to think of how. He said, don't take a thought by saying, how shall this? You know why many people are in sorrow? They are thinking of the how. Most of you, the reason why you are not happy with God, it is the how that you are the one trying to do it. And as long as you are asking God how, or you are thinking of how whatever you are praying about will work, you will never be happy. You pray about it and the hope for it happening is even disappearing. Anytime you come in the name of Jesus, they are changing up. Do you people get what I'm trying to explain to you? Glory to God forevermore. He said, don't take a thought by saying what? How shall this be? Abraham did not see any hope. Sarah's womb, he has passed the age to make a lady pregnant. Sarah has reached menopause, isn't it? Yet you see, God now told him, count the stars. How God does his things is magnificent. Count the stars. And I was talking with a dear lady, one of Mama T's nieces that came to the house, and I'm sure she's watching the service with Mama T. And while we're talking, and I was telling her, I thought she was a second born. She's the daughter of their firstborn, Mama T's firstborn. So she stayed in the house. The parents went for a burial. While we're talking, I said, how is your elder brother? And she said, no, it's my younger brother. I was so surprised because the boy is very tall. And she's not as tall as the boy. So I said, is your younger brother? She said, yes. I said, I'm so shocked. I didn't know that. Now while we're talking, I said, so you are the firstborn? She said, yes. I said, like me. My daughter is the firstborn. I said, beautiful. Then I will now have a boy as a second child. She now said, yes. She now said, but what if he's a girl? I said, no, I don't answer those questions because there is no what if. I know Mama T was like, hey, make I can't tell this girl where she did. So I said, I don't answer questions like that because there is nothing like what if I answer the question, I agree. So I thought that the next child is going to be a boy. That's why I'm not going to answer your question. There is no what if. What if it doesn't work? Then they'll start analyzing. If it doesn't work, then we'll now call Muhammad to bring the other one. Then blah, blah, blah. You know, you've already seen help somewhere. You know, are you getting what I'm trying to say? I told her it's not possible. It's going to be a boy. And people say, you are saying he's going to be a boy. What if God shocks you? Oh, God will not shock me. All right, because he has already shocked me by his word. He has told me that whatever I say will come to pass. Is a good man out of the good treasure of his heart bringeth forth good things. You know, I was thinking about everything the Lord told me. He said, remember you always said you wanted a girl child for a firstborn. I said, yes, I always used to say it in service. And you know, sometimes if you remember, I'll just say it. I said, my first daughter. I was not saying like, for instance, if God give me, you see me say, my first daughter. Now when I was getting close, my faith was now shaking. And I said, but if it's safe, no problem. So when they burst the balloon, even me, I was shocked. I would never be shocked in my life. But I still maintain my steeze. People that saw me there, they would thought, oh, prophet was not, I was very sure. For a moment, my body almost shaked, if it did not even shake. I said, hey, is it here? All the people that have prophesied, boy, there were plenty. You guys are very plenty. Don't worry, you saw the boy. It's not a joke. Are we together? And it was a girl. Because I am the master over my life. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I'd said it and it happened the way I had been prophesying it. If you keep on saying it, you see it. It's not a coincidence that out of a lot of eggs, you know, that's why I tell, if parents understand this, they will not be marrying second wife for boy. Imagine your father knows this. He will look at the belly of your mom. Not even the belly. He produces the children's self. He will just touch his stomach. Boy, come out now. In the name of Jesus. Not try and error. Are you listening? Not try and error. You've never heard this one before, right? It's the truth. Hallelujah to Jesus. Are you here? So very important. Against all hope. So like I said about the lady, she made a wrong choice. She made a terrible mistake. Why? Because she never knew the love of God. If you understand the love of God, one of the things you experience is called godliness and contentment. Godliness and what? Contentment. The Bible says great gain. I don't have every bit of money I want, but I know I'll have all the money that I want in this world. And even right now that I don't have it yet, I'm happy because I have God Almighty. It is vain to sit down and be looking at somebody and admiring the person to marry the person. It's wrong. Even if the person is living a good Christian life, don't you expect everybody in church to live a good Christian life? So do you think everybody that is living a good Christian life in church is your husband or your wife? No. You must wait on God. Are you listening to me? Never sit down. See, it's a trap Satan is setting for you. Never sit down and be looking at a man or a woman and be admiring the person. You are putting yourself in a hot soup. Very soon you compromise your faith. Because the Bible says, hope the faith. Make it the heart word sick. If at the end of everything you don't get what you are looking for, your heart will be sick. At this point, cut off those ideologies. Don't put any man or any woman in your heart and say, oh God, I wish this is a man. You may start having heart attack. Anybody comes close to the man, anybody comes close to the woman, you are having unnecessary problem with the persons. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? You know why people will be calling people to ask if their wife is in the office or their husband are in the office? They didn't marry God's way for them. If you marry God's way for you, you cannot be calling. Did my wife pass your place today? She said she went to the office. Did you see her pass? Please let me check if she's in the office. There's no need for all of those nonsense. Are you listening? Because you heard God. You heard God. You know, when we were dating with Mama T, she said, one time she told me, she said, the way you behave, it's like you don't care if I marry another person. I started laughing. I was just laughing. I really wanted to marry her. I want her forever. I want her. But I was not behaving like I cared. If she married, she said my joke sometimes that somebody would say, "Ah, Pastor, your wife is fine." I would not say, "Ah, you will you want to marry her?" I would not say, "I can leave you to marry her. I don't care whether anybody is talking with her." I remember one time I saw one guy doing fine boy for her. He was gisting her. I was just doing like this. So, me too, I passed and greeted them. Well done, no. So she couldn't. She said, "Pastor Simon." I said, "Sorry, ma. I'm coming, ma." I was going. She was just laughing. I said, "I'm coming." I said, "No, take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Don't worry. I'm fine. I'm fine." And the guy didn't know me. I'm sure he was like, "Who is that guy? Who is that guy?" And the guy was just, you know, they were feeling themselves. You know, she was not feeling him, but he was feeling her. Do you know what I'm trying to say? Well, I don't know that she was feeling him. It's only God that knows. But they were talking. No, we were not married that time. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? I was just joking. I'm sure she was feeling only me. I didn't behave like I cared. You know, one time I was studying the Bible, and I said to myself, I said, "So all these things I know now, one woman will make me not enter into all this reality." I said, "No, there's no woman in this world." The Satan now spoke and said, "What if you marry wrongly? What will happen?" I said, "I will divorce." "You will not know, you will not believe the thing I now said after this." And I said, "After all, I don't want to say what I said that day." I said, "Nothing will happen." It was a trap. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? But somehow you could tell the confidence. I was so confident that was my wife. I saw it very well. I saw her in the vision. Are you listening to me? I was 100% confident in a person. I knew that in this world, Mama T doesn't know anybody like me, except her baby. There is nobody she loves like me. Except her baby girl. Hallelujah to Jesus. I'm convinced. I've never said, are you sure? There's one boy I'm seeing you play with. Don't play with that. I've never told her that. If you find yourself doing like that, you've not understood love as a young man. You have low self-esteem. That's why you are behaving like that. If you know who you are, if you truly have spiritual steeze, you can't look at a woman and say, "It's like you're liking another person." Let her like now. You that is deserving of all nation. You know who you are. You see, if you don't know how to like yourself, people will not even like you. That's one secret many people have not realized. When you are doing like you are scared when people don't like you, people will not even like you. When we're growing up, we had this code. If you behave like you don't like a lady, that's when she likes you. If you behave like you like a lady, she doesn't like you. You must have a strong mind. Behave like you are not interested. She will nearly die. But if anything she talks, you are doing ooh, ooh, ooh. She will start seeing you like one of the boys in the class that used to do an assignment for her. Ladies, am I saying the truth? That's why you hear ladies say things like, "We don't like guys that talk too much." Yes. And you see, guys that talk too much are people that are trying to please the women. They're trying to please the women. They'll just sit down and start creating lilages. Jesus is the Son of God. Yes, so he's the Son of God. In 1 Corinthians, the Bible says, he's okay. I know Jesus is the Son of God. They will amplify to impress the lady. You see? Low self-worth esteem. You know, one time I was talking with somebody. I said, "I don't know why ladies would like a guy's voice that, you know, if your voice is like this, 'Hello, so how are you doing?' A lady will not like you. But if your voice is like, 'Hello.'" So they like things that are tough. You come, you are shining your teeth, a lady will not like you. You enter a place, you are burning your face. Hey, that guy is fine. Who is finer, the one that shines his teeth or the one that does not shine his teeth? If your teeth is outside, you are finer. in manifestation. But the lady behaves, was the one that moves like a bull. Isn't it funny? The one that gives money anyhow, they don't used to like them. The one that doesn't give money is the one they like. Flora, you saying a lie? Eh? Isn't a lie? You like the one that give money? Okay. I'm trying to find out though. But I know what I'm saying. I understand what I'm saying very well. In fact, they will collect your money and cook for the one that does not give money. Go and check ladies' name. Some is Mumu 1, some is Mugu 2, some is MTM, some is Airtel. There is one that is Swear, and there is one that is Fish. It's not a joke. I saw it firsthand. If I didn't see it, I would not be saying it. Many years ago, I had to scold my sisters. They were laughing, two of them, me and Teresa. They were just laughing. Blah, blah, blah. And I entered the parlor. They just keep quiet. I suspected them. I said, what were you people laughing about? I said, nothing. So when I went to the bedroom, and I was peeping there, and I'm laughing, Mumu, don't say that, don't say that, don't say that. When I came out, their phone were loaded with airtime. That time, airtime meant a lot. Or not this, that if you send airtime, they'll say, you don't have anything. That time, airtime, it meant a lot. When I checked the name, it was Mumu MTN. I had to call for an assembly immediately. I called my mom. I said, sit down. Let you hear what your children are doing. Because the Bible says the gift of a man maketh what? Way for him. Are you listening to me? If you understand the love of God, it will fill your heart so much. You will not be in desperate need of the love of, for the love of a man or the love of a woman yet. I tell you the truth. If you understand the love of God. I know a certain man in this nation. Now the reason why the wife divorced him was because he loved God too much. He was not having time. I didn't say that's balance, so I'm not going to be like that. But he told the wife to be in charge of the church in a certain part of the world. He was in charge of the church. And when it's Christmas, he's still having meetings with leaders. When it's time for break, he'll be having meetings with leaders. Before we know it, the woman said, no, this one is like, it's not a man, it's a spirit. He said, I'm carrying my load. I'm going. I didn't want to marry a spirit. I wanted to marry a man. Marriage between a man and a woman. But this one is a spirit and a woman. A point can come like that. No, it will not come. Like, I'm trying to show you how the love of God can take over your mind. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That's why if you are in ministry and you don't marry a woman that likes ministry like you, there will be a problem. It will not be romantic. Imagine I marry a woman that likes tailoring more than ministry. When I'm talking about ministry, she's talking about tailoring. It's not like she's a bad person or I'm a bad person, but we're not thinking in the same what? Dimension. She believes she has a call to enter into the marketplace with tailoring and take over the world. Me, I believe that God has called me to do revival everywhere. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? There'll be a problem. When I'm talking, I will not be romantic. When she's talking, she will not be romantic. There'll be fights everywhere. So we have started the relationship thing now. And that's why the Bible says, do not be what? Unequally. 2 Corinthians 6:14. He said, do not be unequally. When you put the scripture up for me, when we read it, then give me the pictures I told you people to save. So let me get the scripture first. Give me the NLT, the simplest translation yet. You give me the TPT also. We'll start with the NLT. He said, don't team up with those who are what? Unbelievers. I was trying to write something before NEPA took life. Should I continue that thing or I should leave it?
Do you understand it? Huh? You understand it? Body. So I said, well, there are a lot of things here. Body what? Conform. Master, then you understand this. You like it. Body conform. What again? Transform. What again? Huh? Yeah, renewal is under transform. Mind renewal. Then what? Understanding the will of God, right? So there are how many? This thing here, four of them. So let's arrange them the way it's supposed to be. Which one comes first? We're going to put, when we write one, we'll put an arrow that leads to the other one. So which one comes first? Transform, isn't it? So when transformation comes, what does it lead to? You being refusing to be what? Are you sure? If transformation happens, what will happen? You will know the will of God. Don't you think so? When your mind is transformed, then you can what? Know the will of God. Verse 2 of Romans 6, 12, so that you understand what I'm saying. The Bible says when your minds are transformed, the NKJV translation, it says, this will be the resultant effect. It says, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may what? Prove what is what? So when your mind is transformed renewed by the transformation of God's word, what happens? You will know the will of God. So if you know the will of God, what happens? Then you refuse to be what? Conformed. So I know that smoking is wrong. I will not smoke. But how did you know smoking is wrong? Your mind, God's word transformed your heart. Then you now realize smoking is what? Wrong. Now that you know smoking is wrong, you are refusing to what? Smoke. And as you are refusing to smoke, what is happening? That way your body is being what? Offered as a what? So if you want to achieve this, where do you start from? Transformation. By transformation, you know the will of God. And when you know the will of God, you refuse to be what? Conformed. And when you refuse to be conformed, your body is offered. I remember 1 Corinthians says, God is what? Glorified. Can you people get what I'm trying to say? He said, your bodies are, you are not your own. Your bodies have been offered. You were bought with a price to the end that you glorify God in your bodies, which are God's. Are you guys here?
Yes, sir.
Hey, shout glory, everybody. Did you catch this? I assure you, if you go say this in any seminar, they'll make you a theologian professor. It's powerful truth. I hope you caught it. Very important. So we can travel to whatever we are doing, isn't it? So this is the reason why you will not make mistakes in your life. This is the reason why you don't make mistakes. You see, somebody say, I'm struggling with lust. His mind has not been transformed. What brings about transformation? The right information. The right what? Information. No, not just information. Now, I think we should do something very briefly. Paul said, be careful how you build. What part of scripture is that? 1 Corinthians. Is it 1 or 2 Corinthians? 1 Corinthians 3, right? From verse 9. Are you sure? Let's see 1 Corinthians 3, 9. Now, there's a part that says, you are God's building. For we are God's fellow workers. You are what? God's fear. Give me the NLT. NLT's translation. It says, for we are God's workers and you are God's field. You are God's building. Now, TPT gave us a wonderful rendition. Let's see it briefly. TPT. For we are co-workers with God and you are God's cultivated what? Garden. The house he is present continuous. Are we together? Paul is saying, we as a fivefold ministry, mention the fivefold ministry, church, want to go. Apostles and etc. Isn't it? The fivefold ministry. He said, we the fivefold ministry, remember, there's a responsibility for us. Ephesians 4, 11 down through 14. What did the Bible say we will do as a fivefold ministry? What? Hey, answer me, church, what will we do? What? Perfect the saints. Give me the verse 12 so that they'll see it. So they mention the fivefold ministry and they say, for the equipping of Old KJV said, for the perfecting of the saints. So go back to where we were in the TPT rendition. So you see, we need to be perfected. And what information, what I've already said it. What tool do we need as a fivefold? Imagine now, I'm one of the fivefold now. There's a tool that requires of us to perform this assignment God has given us. What is the tool? His word. Are we together? His word. And to explain it further, the right information. Are we together, church? That is why doctrine is the most important. And as we're giving you the right information, we must do some debugging or some editing. Remember Paul did an editing in Galatians 3:3. What did he say? With anger, he did that editing. Oh, ye what? Who has bewitched you from the truth? He was angry. He was raising them, building them. Then he saw some kind of block that are inferior to the blocks he has been putting there. Remember the Bible said, we all as Christians were lively stones. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So if you are capacitated 100%, 100%, 100%, if I use you people now as blocks, if Satan tries to prevail for us, against us, it will not what happen. But if you are not capacitated rightly, one of you now, if he comes through you that is not capacitated, he will find expression in the assembly. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And what gets us to becoming capacitated? Not just mere information, but the revelation of what? Jesus. Not just revelation of Jesus. Paul calls it in Ephesians 1, 18 and 19. He said, epignosis. He said that you may come to know. He thanked God first for the church. Paul was like, when I heard about you people being born again, I was excited. But one thing entails of you right now. I'm going to send folks to come to you and make sure you are full of the Spirit. Remember verse 13, he said, who is the surety that you receive your purchased possession? Then in verse 18 and 19, he said, and so that you will know, because the Holy Spirit in us is to help us know. Know who? Jesus Christ. Because as we know Jesus, we realize that we are like him. So the word know there for Paul was epignosis. What is epignosis? A knowledge that is accurate and what? Precise. Are we together? A knowledge that is what? Accurate and what? Precise. Because information is power. If we understand God wrongly, what did the Bible say in Matthew 15:9? It says what? In vain they worship me because of what? Because of what? So when you take as doctrine, when you assume for doctrines the teachings of men, your worship to God becomes vain. You come to church, you worship God with your mouth, but your heart is what? Far away from God. You go back home, you still want to do demonic things, but when you come to church, you just act like you are in it. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But when you go back home, and sometimes it's not because you are a hypocrite. Do you know many people who are hypocrites? It's not because they wanted to be hypocrites. It started as a weakness. They couldn't help themselves. They go back home and they saw themselves doing the things they don't want to do. Remember, Paul said that as a Pharisee, when he was telling them a story. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because when Paul wrote Romans 7, he was trying to tell them that, see, folks, you know, verse 1 of Romans 7, he said, I write to them that know the law. He said, I write to them that know the law. Meaning, I'm writing, the word knowledge there is ginosko. It means knowledge that comes from experience. So he's like, if you're a Pharisee, and I'm a Pharisee, as I'm talking, you understand, because you have this knowledge, because you tried living by the law before. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? So if you have gone to BSU, there are some things you understand. When I say labor market, you know where labor market is. When I say first come, you know where first come is. So Paul is like, since you have tried to, he said, I write to them that know the law, or I write to them that know BSU. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? He said, for instance, then he began to explain. He said, the law is good for you people that know the law. You know the law is good. He said, but the effect is bad. He said, that is why, firstly, he said in 13, the law are the ways of a spiritual man, but we as human beings, we're sold under the nature of what? Sin and death. He said in 14, the things I hate, I find myself what? Doing. The things I don't like, I do. How can you not like something and you are doing it? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? You don't like it, but you find yourself doing it. So Paul was a Pharisee at that time. Even though Paul now became a hypocrite and was killing Christians, he was still telling them that even at that time that he was killing Christians, this is somebody who was struggling. He was telling a story that he was struggling under the law. Yet, same Paul was killing people for Jesus Christ. Same man who is struggling is killing people for Jesus Christ. He said, I killed Christians with a clear conscience. When you see somebody preaching and he's going back home to do the things he's preaching against, he actually hates the thing he's preaching against. He hates them. But he couldn't help himself because he has taken for doctrines what? The teachings of men. You know, many years ago, when I was growing up, I heard a preacher that blessed me so much. He said he checked two people who enjoyed the blessings of God. Was it blessing? The great faith, who experienced great faith in scripture. He said there were two women that Jesus spoke to. Two people, one of the women, one was a woman, I don't know if the other one was a woman, but I'm trying to remember the words he said that really touched me. He said when he was trying to meditate on why Jesus called their faith great, yes, a centurion, right? And a woman, the one that touched the hem of his garment, right? Yes, issue of blood. He said they had Jesus said they have commended their faith by calling it what? Great faith. And when he checked it, he found that they never knew the Lord. They were not Pharisees. I was like, what kind of an answer is that? But as I grew up, I understood where he was coming from. Because by the law came the knowledge of sin. And not just that, it brought about the consciousness of sin. That you are trying to meet up to an expectation. Thou shalt not do this, thou shalt not do that. And when you find yourself doing it, you are now... But those guys never had any standard. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? They came to God with no sin consciousness. You can imagine a woman with the issue of blood. The Bible never told us whether she married five husbands, whether she had done abortion. Who even know whether it's abortion that made her to have that issue of blood? But look at what she said. The only thing we heard is this: if I can touch the hem of his garment, I'll be made whole. When she was about to touch it, maybe God would have said, are you sure? How did you get this sin? We saw how God is. It's about you. The limitation is in your heart. It's in your heart. Adam, where are you? I am naked. Even God is asking, who said you are naked? It's in your heart. The centurion came to Jesus and said, I am a man of authority. I say to one, go. I'm head of your exploits. I'm sure some sort of you have angels around you. And he said to him, if you can say a word, you don't need to come to my house. If I can say a word about my servant, he'll be made whole. And Jesus said, your faith. He said, I've not seen such great faith in Israel. Amidst people who claim to know righteousness. He said, I've not seen such great faith. Then he said, go. Your servant is whole. He went back. He met his servant doing work. Why? They were not law conscious. And that's why Jesus had to bring the love of the Father to us. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? About perfect love, what? Cast out fear. Perfect love, what? Cast out fear. 1 John 4:18, some sort of. It's like it cast out fear. When you understand the love of God. You know, as I'm talking now, don't travel too much. Lebebebe. No, it's not lebebebe yet. Before you get to lebebebebe, there's knowledge. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? There are many people who are donging with a wrong mentality of God. And they are suffering. They are in misery. You know when some people look at me and say, ah, it's a fine boy pastor here. I don't think he has prayed. And I'm still praying. Hallelujah to Jesus. It doesn't look rugged. I know what I'm telling you. Learn this thing for free. Before you talk about prayer, we talk about knowledge. In fact, prayer has no definition in itself. One of the constituents that you need to describe prayer is knowledge. If you have no knowledge, you cannot give prayer a perfect definition. It's just like physics. Knowledge is a key term in describing prayer. The knowledge of God's word. So if you don't have the knowledge of God's word, you cannot even give prayer a definition. Are you people getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Because when we pray, what are we doing? Building up our words. Most holy faith. How did the faith come? By hearing the word of God. By the knowledge of the word of God. Romans 10:10. Faith cometh by what? Hearing. Hearing by what? When we pray, what do? Build up our what? Most holy faith. So we can only love God because he has first loved us. And perfect love, what? Cast out fear. Meaning God is like, now that you are born again, you have not received the spirit to what? Fear again, but the spirit of sonship. That you can gladly say, God is my Father, with no fear. Many years ago, when you say Yahweh, it's one time in a year. In fact, it's not Yahweh, it's Yah. You just call, they just gather. Let's shout, 1, 2, ready, go. Yah! And they close their mouth. They can't say it again. Because they had this fear consciousness that if they say it, they will die. But right now, we have song everywhere. Your name is Yah, Yah, Yah. 10 times in a song, and nobody dies. Nobody dies. Why? God's love has been revealed to us. What manner of love has the Father bestowed upon us that will be called what? Sons of God. Now, one of the things this knowledge does, if you are listening to me carefully, what does it do? It kills what? Low self-esteem. Anybody that has low self-esteem cannot marry the right person. You can't. You must be confident about yourself. It's not pride. Are you listening to me? It kills you. You know your worth. You know what God has done on your life. You understand the call of God upon your life. You understand what God wants you to do for destiny. You must not be a pastor. Maybe in the marketplace. What God wants you to do. You understand what God wants you to do with you as a doctor, as an entrepreneur, as an engineer. You know what God wants to do with your life. Somehow, clarity begins to come. I even get what I'm trying to say. And the boldness to enter into the marketplace, into any place God has called you to enter into, comes from hearing God's word. When you hear God's word, that boldness comes. The boldness subsides low self-esteem. The Bible says you have not received the spirit to what? Fear again. But the spirit of what? Sound mind. Of what? Power. Of what? Love. I always like to explain that word sound mind there. It's from the root word in Greek called sophronismos. It means being like a, you know, have you seen a newborn baby jumping before? You are so sound, no fear. No fear consciousness. Are you listening to me? Always happy. Have you seen a child before? Knowing that Jesus said you must be like these children to receive the kingdom. As you are hearing, you are capturing and running with it. Not as we are saying now, you are saying, but you sure say this thing will work for me. It will work. God say you can hear him, say I can hear him, want to go. I can hear God. Like you heard the debate about, you know why I'm not even staying there so much. You have answered the question, the creativity department. God gives a wife. And the Bible says he that finds a wife finds a good thing. And so the Bible simply means that you have to go and find, you have to go and labor. No! Hallelujah! How far can you labor? You know, this morning I was trying to just strengthen some of my understanding on relationship. I always do it in service like this so that I can come and talk like the relationship gurus. And somehow I saw a video on YouTube by Andrew Womack. He's one of the preachers I respect so much. And I heard him saying that the same thing we see here. He said, people say God don't give a wife, blah, 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 blah. Then he said, imagine you have 5 sisters in church who are all born again. He said, how then do you choose? I've said this here before. He said, how then do you choose who to marry? Pastor Peter was trying to do something like that, I guess. 5 born again sisters. No, the Bible said, let them just be in the Lord. Okay. And how can you truly tell who is in the Lord? Remember, Jesus warned us in Luke 6. He said, many call me Lord, Lord. He said, but they will not enter into my kingdom. He said, they call me Lord, Lord, Lord. Yeah, they don't do the things I tell them to do. That simply means you may be shocked when you get married that the person shouting Lord in church does not even know Jesus at home. I'm not saying they are hypocrites in this church. That's not what I'm trying to say. But only God knows the heart of man. How well do you know human beings? Is it because you saw the guy doing that one has met Jesus, they ate together? No. Who in this place would have imagined that Judas would betray Jesus? Imagine Jesus is your pastor in this place, and Jesus had 12 disciples. One of them was Judas. They all look alike. That's what the Bible said. You could even tell Jesus from Judas. They were looking alike. That's why Judas said, the one I kiss is the one. They were looking the same way. Pastor Simon and his boys, they look together. That's how it's always supposed to be. Then, you now say, I love Judas. They say, why? Because Jesus made him even treasurer. You know what that means? Jesus trusts Judas very well. So, marrying Judas is marrying a man like Jesus. You may be shocked. As you marry Judas, Judas now betrays Jesus. He betrayed Jesus. Then you and Judas now go.
You see that? That's one of the, you know, we have seen wonderful women become victims of young men's foolishness. The feelings of young men. They came to church innocently, enter a relationship, the man head now turn, then to the devil, they just turn. You want to know how foolish a lady can be? Let her fall in love. I even knew as a pastor, you'll be scared. Sir, Rose, don't fall in love with that guy we leave church. Oh, how we try catch Rose now? It is almost impossible. Except she has strong heart. Like the woman of God who said her husband was a liar. The Dunamis experience. How many of you saw that video? The other young man that came and said, Dr. Paul is a... That some of the miracles Dr. Paul does are staged. So, when he was saying it, of course, you know, some people still believe it. You know, some people just wait for an opportunity to make sure they hit you. They are waiting for an opportunity. And some people are wondering, Pastor Simon, are you there? How do you know it's not staged? See, we are not in this, we are not on the fence. We are not all these cold Christians. We are Christians that have fire. We are Christians filled with the Holy Spirit. We know and we can feel what is fake and what is real. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? The Bible says we have the ability to test all spirits. We don't need to hear from very dark man or very fair man or anybody. Whether something is fake or not fake. We don't need that. You know, I was telling my wife, I said, I like this guy for the truth he's saying sometimes. I said, but when he says things like, I'm the number one person with integrity in the whole world, I used to say, on what basis? Do you know Jesus? Now you call yourself number one integrity. You will fall. Go and ask who Samson is. He was huge than you. He's Delilah. Some people should be telling him those things. He should be humble. He should not. He should just become born again so that he can continue saying those things he's saying. Because the truth is that he has an end. It's just the truth if he's not born again. It may be somebody, Delilah's younger sister, that may come for him. And there'll be nowhere to be found. I tell you the truth. So I told her, I said, you know, I'm very open-minded. You'll be shocked that I sit down sometimes and analyze American politics. There are days I told Mama, I said, I don't like this policy Trump is trying to start. No, I tell her. You know, when he won election, I said, you know, I will not talk. I want to see. He's in a rush too much. Let him calm down. We are praying for him. Thank God he's calming down small, small. You know, one of the first things he said? He said he wants Africa to be great. Let them do things for their own. But it doesn't happen in a day. Then the first thing he did, he just said HIV drugs. Wow. He will not be supporting Nigerians. Especially Nigeria. He cut it off. The HIV patients started shouting, agitating. And they were crying. And more codedly, they were crying. They will not show you that they are in pains. NGOs, some NGOs close up. But thank God the Holy Ghost did a great work. In 2 days, he came back and he averted the policy. Sometimes, even people they can make wrong decisions. Do you people get what I'm trying to say? They can make. So that's why people in a high position, you always need to pray for them. You know, sometimes what kills people is healing. Hey, your head will just be going poof, poof, poof. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ. Always learn it. It's a good principle. Learn to pray for people in authority. Always pray for people in authority. Are you listening to me? But thank God, the good are plentier than the bad. More news are unfolding. I don't know if you heard some news today about Boko Haram. Did you hear some secrets? God is working. He's working greatly. And I even heard the reason he stopped all funding was because he wanted to vet all transfers. He wanted to know why this money is going, why that money is going. That's why he had to stop everything. So pray for him. Because very soon you hear that they want to remove sitting president. You hear it. Hallelujah to Jesus. Where was I? Huh? Talk to me, Victoria. Give us kills, okay. Angel, well done. Hallelujah to Jesus. It kills what? Low self-esteem. You begin to take the right decision. Are we together? So, trying to build on this, the right information matters.
Alright? What did Peter say? Master, listen carefully before I go to the next part. He said, Master, you cannot die. Let me use vernacular terms. Now we get this place. May mount, yes. May mount. Not in a sop. Jesus, I'm there with you. You can use all the vernacular. Peter was boasting that he will protect Jesus. Nobody will touch him. And he had proved it all. Somebody came. Judas beat him. He removed knife. Even Jesus was shocked. And as one person moved, Peter moved. As he moved, pew, ear fall out. Jesus took ear, put ear back. Peter put in cutlass back. On the basis of the cutlass, when Jesus said, I will soon be crucified, I said, now lie! We dare! If they do anyhow, they will see anyhow. What did Jesus say? Before Pharaoh go do, coo, 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 in the morning, you don't deny me 3 times. Jesus, what did Peter say? No. Did Jesus argue with him? Peter was just, they catch Jesus. Peter was coming close to the place. One small picking. Say, hey, mommy. This brother looked like one person where they deal with Jesus every time. She now went to Peter. Say, look at, they want to spoil my teaching. I'm not tempted. I will not say that anything. And then be delivered from that spirit. That gadu spirit. I'm not going to say that. Now, as the young boy came close, he brought the attention of his mom. He gathered people. Say, certainly, brother, you are with, we saw you with Jesus. The Bible said, Peter said, no, be me. I beg. He said, no, he's with you. He's you. He said, no. I swear with my grave. Say, be me. Then I said, now you. He now said, may my father die. Go and check the Bible. Peter swear. He swore. I swear to God, I don't know Prophet Simon. Eh? When they saw what was happening, the heat. Are you listening to me? Because it's not of him that word. Or of him that word. But of God that's word. Show mercy. You can't do this thing on your own. Make up your mind already. You can't serve God by strength. By strength shall no man prevail. Who will believe that Peter will make mouth and fall? Before 24 hours. Some of us remember our New Year resolutions. Abi, you have forgotten that thing. Let's not talk about it, Abi. Make we forget that. Abi, make we talk about that small. Father, I swear, as we don't enter 2025. I swear to you. This year, 6th of January, resolution don't scatter. Everywhere don't scatter. Because you did it in the flesh. The worst of it is those that create covenant with God. I have a covenant with God. I have a covenant. You are being foolish. You can't create a personal covenant with God. You only leverage on the covenant that has been created in the New Testament. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Most people that claim they create covenant with God, at the point of their Christianity, you will see them start keeping their mouth shut. They don't need to talk about the covenant again. Because they've broken the covenant. If you try to do something personally with God, you are just wasting your time. It's some assumption. You will leverage on what Jesus has done. Who are you? You want to create a covenant with God? Who do you think you are? What do you think is a covenant? That's why many of them make mistakes. There are some things we should not brag about in Christianity. Today we are bragging about it. Why? Because most Christians are not a living reality of it. You hear a man who come out and say, if any woman I've ever heard that I slept with her, let her come outside. These are not things we should brag about. But why do people brag about it now? It's more like many people have become what? Victims of this circumstance. If not as a Christian, what will make you to leave your wife and follow another person as a Christian? Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Are you all listening to me tonight? So this is how the love of God can cause you to walk in glory. Why will you not cheat on your wife as a man? Is it because you mean well for the woman so much? Is it because she's so beautiful? No. So I married the most beautiful woman in the whole world. She's so beautiful. I can't even imagine cheating on her. Which, if you check some people that marry all those kind of women they talk about, if you look at the women they cheat on those women with, you'd be amazed. I used to know a man in Kaduna State. He will follow ladies in the choir where we used to be. Some kind of ladies, young ladies, chubby in the bags. One time we now went to the house for a child dedication ceremony. When we went there, that was the first day I ever saw the wife. When I saw this woman, even me that was a young person, I said, this woman is so beautiful. When she came out in her glamour and glory, I went, wow. We all that were playing, so wow, so beautiful. Then something that made me to remember. And I even said to my friends, and the man is following all those girls. Look at who you are leaving to follow all those girls. You would think he has a mental problem. No. It's an Adam problem from the beginning. The nature of sin is what is haunting him. Are you able to get what I'm trying to say? Hallelujah to Jesus. If you sleep again, this place, if you sleep, I'm talking to the cloud. I'm talking to the air. If I catch you sleep again, Jerome, be prepared. Hallelujah to Jesus. It's atmosphere I'm talking to. It's not human being. But the atmosphere know himself. He said, we are partakers of God's divine nature. Partakers. And have what? Escape the corruption. Why would you see a fine girl and you leave her and go and meet your own babe? Because you are a partaker of God's divine nature. Why would you have fine girls under you in the ministry and not toast them? You are a what? One time, one young man who used to follow me came here and I said he should lead prayer. Many years ago. He collected my... When we went home, he said, Pastor, I have a question. I said, what is it? He said, how do you cope? I said, how? He said, when I raised my head and saw the people, you know why I put my head down? I said, no. I couldn't behold the glory I was seeing. I wanted to concentrate on God. I said, man of God, you have beautiful sisters in church. He said, and you chose one. Ah, God is strong in your life. Now, it was funny to me what he said. But think about it. It means the way he's speaking, he was the one that was a pastor in this church. Ladies would have been intertwined with each other. You'd have heard that precious blow Kira, Kira blow Agatha, Agatha blow Destiny, Destiny blow Ene. And church would have scattered. In fact, before you come to the church, that church where pastor they follow all the guests, it can't grow. Are you even getting what I'm trying to say? What will cause you to walk in the victory? Partakers of God's word, divine nature. Before prayer, if you carry, you know, some people say, forget revelation. Our fathers didn't have revelation. Strong. See, if we tell you some of the mistake of God's generals, you'll not believe it. It's not something nice to talk about. I finished God's generals materials. Online, offline. For some people coming up with the reading. Me, I finished it. Years ago, I don't know if they have that website. I think they have, it has capsided. They also have a website called GodGenerals.com. You go there and you read stories. I've read all the stories of GodGenerals. I've read the book by Evan Roberts that talks about their fall and rise. We have done our own reviews. If you hear certain mistakes some of these folks make, it's not because they had, in fact, the brighter side is what we focus on. But some of them, not all of them, made terrible mistakes. They made terrible mistakes. In fact, some preachers suggest that God killed some of them because they were almost about to leave the faith, which is a lie, because of their mistakes. I was telling some people one time, one of the mistakes of Catherine Coleman. She was already anointed, filled with the Holy Spirit when she married somebody else's husband. Married somebody else's husband. But we can't focus on those things. Thank God she repented. When she repented, she changed the city where she was preaching. Went to another city. and continued the ministry till she died. But how can you be filled with the Holy Ghost and decide to marry somebody else's husband? Now, history has it that the man was so handsome. So handsome that even woman of God could not resist. And you here, you just pray in tongues 30 minutes and you think you should be, you are in talking terms with the handsome man. Talking terms. They say, why are you talking with the guy? I say, no, pastor, I'm not into relationship, I'm just talking with him. Just a brother in Christ. Ketunkuma, who was doing bakadi, bakada, bakakadia, kakadi. Ketunkuma imparted Benihim that we are talking about with healing. She carried hand, lay on him, he fell. Ketunkuma prophesied the coming of Prophet Kobus. She laid her hands on a handkerchief and said they should go and give to a man that will rise in South Africa, call the location. When he rose, they brought the handkerchief, her sender. Say, lay your hands on this. There's an impartation. Ketukuma said, we should give it to you. See how she imparts men. A woman of women. In fact, a man of men. But she made a tremendous mistake. What of Apostle Babalola? He married wrongly. It's the truth. I hope you know that. His wife showed him pepper. You see all the miracles were. He died. 60. I hope you know that. He died before 60. There's a story that said the woman locked the door and said he will not go outside. That's when he now trusted God for the ability to walk through war. Don't think that. And that's why we say if you follow God's wisdom, you don't need a word. That miracle happened because something was lacking. She said, today you are not going anywhere. He had to trust God for a dimension and walk through war. I went and preached. So, if you don't calm down, you will make terrible mistakes. You run with knowledge first. See, when you have knowledge, prayer becomes very useful. Prayer is a driving force for knowledge to become a reality in your life. Are we together? The Bible says, via desire, a man first separates himself to seek wisdom. That's the first thing you do. You seek what? Wisdom. Before you intermediate in prayer with the wisdom you have sought. You can be tongue speaking and cheat on your wife. Tongue speaking and cheat on your wife. If you don't understand the wisdom of God. Tongue speaking, I tell you. How many pastors have they caught? Some of you have seen it. Public disgrace. How many times have they caught pastors sleeping with people's wife? How many times? You think they signed it the day God called them? Do you know the kind of suffering some of these pastors suffered before they got to that height in ministry? Yet they had the impetus to make such mistakes. You think anybody in his right senses will make such a mistake? You have a wife, you have children, you sleep with somebody's wife. Of course, they found themselves doing things they are not supposed to do. Things they hate. The woman came for counseling sincerely. He was counseling. And his heart was going to another place. Before you know, she fell in love. He fell in love. Two married people in love. Before you know, pastoring continues after counseling. Before you know, they caught him. Now, if that pastor now say, it was the devil, who will hear him? Nobody will hear you. You know, when pastors sin, the sin is more of a sin than when a member sin. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? People have been sleeping with people's wife. It's not a problem. But when they catch pastor, they will beat you very well because they expected more from you. In fact, the Bible says, to whom more is what? More is what? Expected. It's the truth. I say you want to be a pastor. There are a lot of things that comes with being a pastor. They know, they can tell you. For instance, if you come into being a pastor in this ministry, there are a lot of things people enjoy normal, you will not do. For instance, I've never preached that bango is a sin. I've never preached that chair is a sin. I've never preached a lot of things are sin, but they don't do it in this church. No pastor wears bango. No pastor wears chain. And a lot of things like that. Now, I've never said it's a sin. But some restrictions like that, I give them. No pastor can do this. No, if you hear the instructions, there are plenty. You can't do it. Hey, pastor, what is there if a sister visits a pastor? People take Christianity too much. In fact, the Bible said, don't be too righteous. That's what you think. If, for instance, you come to this man's house and you see him with Agatha, Jairi, for instance, you come to this man's house. As you knock the door, let me know who is Jairi. Who do you say, Pastor Joe, right? He comes to your place very well. I saw the way he celebrated him today, so I know you people are close. He spoke about how good you are to him, how selfless. So if you are not close, you don't know how somebody is selfless. Do you understand? Now, you come one day to your friend's house and you knock the door. And you, as you open, they probably have finished counseling session. See how the devil works. Come. Come, Agatha. Look how the devil works. Very cunning. They have finished counseling session. He counseled her in spirit and in truth. Believe me. No strings attached. Come and stand here. You're going to act something. Watch them. Now, when they were done, he then wanted to hug her, a brotherly hug, for her to be going. So God bless you. And he hugged her like this. So hug her like that, for instance. And she's, that's how you hug her. See this brother. It's sharp, sharp hug now, like she's going away. Oh yeah, holy hug. Blessings. Ahead. Then she's going, as he's hugging. No, come now. As she's hugging, Pastor Joe is what? Opening door. Now, be in that position. Hugger, come. Come and open door. He likes that kind of part. So he's happy. Open door. I want to go. You see how the devil works? Nothing, no. He counseled her very well. Then he just greeted her for a Christian. Nothing. God knows. Man knows. Nothing. Agatha knows. He knows. Nothing. Maybe Agatha came and reported one relationship that is not working. And he counseled her. And she was going, oh. But before they went, she said, so don't worry. Take her. Don't cry. And she said, take her. Don't cry. Pastor Joe opened the door. You go explain very well. You just be explaining. Nobody wants to believe you. Pastor Joe, Pastor Phil. How about Pastor Phil? Pastor Joe, calm down and hear me. Hey, Agatha, you too. First prophet number. Now you come to prophet. Even me, you think I will judge clear with clear eye. I will not see well in the first place. How will I see? Pastor Joe is telling me, sir, I entered and he was talking. I said, car, no, we cannot. Ministry we have been building for years. It can't scatter like that. I said, no, GCMI will not fall like that. I must come and report him. Hey! Of course, I will not shout the way I always do it. Pastor Phil, where are you? Appear in my house in 2 minutes. Blessings. Then when he enters, I come to the parlor. I say, stand there. What did I hear? Pastor Joe, say what you said again. You truly were hugging her. So, you hugged her or not? How dare you? You had the impetus. What was you even doing in your house in the first place? How stupid are you? That's how I talk. Ah, you've done something terrible. In fact, I'm not going to talk about this. Get out from this house. Go. Then I will not be thinking for like 1 week. Then the Holy Spirit may now tell me, think about it. But I would have driven him if I'm not even careful before I think about it. I've judged cases like that. It's when I'm sleeping, the Holy Spirit will wake me in the night. I say, think about that thing deeply. There's something. Hear his side. Then I now call him. I say, tell me. At that time, maybe he has cut all of his hair. He's frustrated. I say, sir, can I kneel on the ground when I tell you? He kneeled down. I swear to Almighty God. You have a special father. Can I love you? As he's crying, Agatha is crying there. Then, me now, I may be touched. I say, are you people for real? Now, I'm not excited. I judged wrongly. But did I have any option? Except I prayed, I would have not seen that thing. There's no way. If you hear things I've judged in my office, you wonder how I was able to conclude on it. The first thing I do is that I know whom I've trained. That's where I start from. And when I say I know whom I've trained, I watch you carefully. If I'm training you with the word of God, I'm watching your character. So when I hear a report, I start judging from who you are first. Based on this person that I know, I'll say, no, something is wrong. I will not say explain further. But if I was not careful, I would have judged him wrongly. Now, not just Pastor Joe. Imagine Jerry now. Jerry, come and catch them. Jerry, catch them. Jerry, what will you do if you catch them, for instance? Maybe Jerry will not be there. La, 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 la. Instead of Prophet Simon, it's Pastor Emma first. Kaisa, wani abu ya faru fa amma ni ban san da zan je in faɗa ma pastor ba shine nazo wajen ka. What happened, sir? Wallahi pastor Phil ne fada Agata choir. Ana karba mana choir members. So for the fact that she's in the choir, I had to bring it to you first. Really? So you, Pastor Mel, say you will follow me. Call Agatha first. Let's vet it. Agatha, you are going to Prophet House. Matter has become complicated. An unbeliever now, catch them. Unbeliever who is Pastor Fee's neighbor. That day, the devil just say, hit the door, don't knock. He's doing beans. Beans as well. He needs to just finish that indomie, probably. That was so that water will not soak the indomie. He said, oh, Pastor, I beg. Pastor, you said we did game. Oh. Pastor, you said the news spread in the neighborhood. Pastor, now hypocrite. I see him with my eye. I swear to Almighty God. If I don't see him, I'm not going to tell you. Me, I go lie for you. Pastor Fee, they follow women. The news have spread. You now carry your mouth one day and say, neighbor, can I tell you about Jesus? Jesus care. We Jesus. I mean, me, I should tell you about Jesus. Many people have lost credibility because of these little things. Bible said, I will give you a mouth and a wisdom that your enemy will know what gain is. Like my spiritual father would tell me years ago. He said, you finish counseling somebody. She now came out of your office. You know, ladies can arrange skirts very well. Before you know, they start doing like this. Somebody now pass and see a lady leaving your office or leaving your room arranging skirts. I say, eh? Then you now come out with singlets. You people get what I'm trying to say, right? Even you who is tongue speaking, you will not first say, let me close my eyes. God, what happened? Mm-mm. You who is tongue speaking, you say, hey! Like Precious did on Sunday, she will call Kira straight. I see something today where my eyes see. My mouth no fit talk. But I go tell you, my sister. No tell anybody. Oh. Kira will say, oh, mercy. My sister, don't tell anybody what I'm telling you. You are the only person I'm telling. Mercy to have somebody she's telling. News have spread. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Assumptions. Now, God knows you are right. But people think you are what? Wrong. And you think the word I guess you now be crying, God forgive them. It's you that God need to forgive. You are foolish. I'm not saying that people will certainly talk about you, but don't be the reason why the word talk about you. Are you all listening to me? You can go and sit down. Very important. Are you getting blessed this evening? Somebody may ask before I go. Nobody should leave as I finish this. Lastly, I want to hit the point. God gives a wife and God gives a husband. Second Corinthians 6 and 14, very fast. The Bible said, do not be unequally yoked with what? Unbelievers. Do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship has righteousness with what? Lawlessness. And what? Communion has light with what? Darkness. Can I have it in the TPT? Very fast. Let's try to round up. It said, don't continue to team up with what? Unbelievers in mismatched alliances. For what partnership is there between righteousness and rebellion? Who could mingle light with darkness? For some thinking that they can get a man born again to follow Jesus and marry him. You are making the most stupid mistake. Look at your life. How you understand God. How God has called you to fulfill destiny. And you are thinking of somebody who is not really a Christian. And we're not just talking about believers and unbelievers here. We're talking about you having the same mentality with somebody. If you don't have the same mentality with somebody, you are being unequally what? Yoked. Give me that picture very fast. See what it means. Hallelujah to Jesus. This is one of it. Paul got, keep leave it here for a while. Paul got this scripture from where? Deuteronomy 22:10. It said, you shall not plow with an ox and a what? Donkey together. This is an ox and this is a what? Donkey. Two of them whatsoever. Can you see them? This one is trying to explain. It's not part of the story. That's a farmer. Are we together? Are you people seeing this? What will happen? One will be complaining. One strength will be smaller than another strength. What is the yoke between two of them? See the thing they call yoke here in the middle. If you observe, this one is low, this one is what? High. This one is stronger, this one is what? Quite looking smaller. As they are moving, the thing is not aligned. It's not like carrying two tires. One is big, one is small. How can you drive well on the road? Is it possible? Meaning marriage can never be smooth if you don't think alike. Give the other picture before this one. The one you gave. See it. You see that one has fallen. And as this one fell, this one is stuck. It means no matter how spiritual you are, if you marry wrongly, you'll be stuck where your wife is. Because two of you have become one. You are wearing the same yoke. No matter how spiritual you are, if you marry the wrong woman, wherever she's stuck, that's where you'll be stuck. You can never make more progress than her. Except you divorce. And divorce is not God's will. He said in his word that I hate divorce. So while you are trying to manage the relationship, you are suffering as a man of God. Or as a Christian. You are suffering. That's what Paul meant. Do not be unequally yoked with people that don't believe the same things you believe. Amos 3:3, can two or three work together? He said no. Except they be agreed. It's different from agree. He said be agreed. Meaning you should be thinking alike before you marry. Don't marry to think alike. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? Be agreed. Meaning they look at their terms and conditions and they agree because of the same mentality to marry. You have children who don't have direction. How many of you have heard children from such homes? My father goes to this church, my mother goes to that church. Then where's their church? They don't have a church. They're in the middle. Because why the father is calling that you must go to this church, the mother is saying, no, you must go to that church. And there's a trouble, there's chaos. The children don't have direction now. Are you listening to me? Some of us, we came out from homes like that. It's quarrel every Sunday. Which church to attend? And the children are just watching fight. Are you listening to me? Do you understand what I'm trying to explain? Don't be. No matter. Don't marry the wrong woman. Don't marry the wrong man. You'll be stuck in life. You must be stuck in life. Hallelujah to Jesus. One scripture, then I give you the story of this. Proverbs 18:22. I'm done with this. Then I show you a part in the Old Testament where this was a reality. It said, when a man finds a wife, he has found treasure. For she is a gift of God to bring him joy and pleasure. TPT, I know what you are trying to do. Give me the NKJV. He who finds a wife finds a good thing and has obtained favor from the Lord. This is not even the one that I'm looking for. Lord, give me this scripture. Before this phone off. The phone wants to off. Proverbs 19:14. You can off. 19:14. It says, houses and riches are inheritance of fathers, but a prudent wife. You see that? A what? It's from who? You see that? So when he tells you to find, he's telling you to find in him. He's the one that wants to give you. The same proverb that said, he that finds a wife, he said, a prudent, meaning as you are finding, make sure you go with God in your search. Are you listening to me? A prudent wife is from the Lord. You can never vet a woman. You can never, quote me anywhere, you can never logically vet a woman. You think you know anybody, you'll be so shocked. One of the things I was scared of all my life was wrong marriage. Wrong marriage. I was so scared of it. I heard stories, scary stories. I prayed, I will fast to know who to marry. I told you I fasted 6 days, 6 days dry. It was not the 6 days dry that I used to know. When I finished, I still did not know. I still was so scared. Until 1 midnight, the Lord woke me up and gave me confidence to choose. And I was able to pick by His will. Even though I had a clear vision, I had a very clear vision that Mama T was my wife. A clear vision she was pursuing me, yet I was praying. Why? Because of Ecclesiastes 5 and 2. Let's read together. Ecclesiastes 5 and 2. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. I remember many years ago, I used this scripture to teach Mama T. She was just talking. I said, open to Ecclesiastes 5 and 2. I said, don't talk too much. And she calmed down. She started laughing. Then verse 3. See what the Bible says. It says, for a dream comes through much activity. You don't understand it, right? Give me the TPT or NLT. Don't make rash promises. You can write your questions. And don't be hasty in bringing matters before God. After all, God is in heaven and you are on earth. Don't make rash promises and don't be hasty. Now, give me in the NLT. Is it NLT? Give me in the Amplified Rendition. I want it to be very easy for you to understand. Do not be hasty with your mouth speaking careless words or vows or impulsive in thought to bring up a matter before God. For God is in heaven. No, I don't like this rendition. Give me old KJV. It's verse 3 I wanted, though. All this why? I don't wonder I was not seeing what I'm looking for. Give me in the NLT, verse 3. Too much activity gives you restless dreams. Give me in the Amplified Rendition. For the dream comes through much effort and the voice. Give me in the NKJV. NKJV. Or what this part of the Bible means is that dreams come from too much activity. You tax your brain in the afternoon, do a lot of things, you can get dreams from them. You are so much in love with a lady, you can dream about her. You are so much in love with a man, you can dream about him. Are you getting what I'm trying to say? That means dream can be manipulated by Satan. So when I read this scripture many years ago, I had to start praying. That even if I had a dream, it was not enough for me. I had to pray. Satan can manipulate something. You love this guy so much, you are looking for a way that it must be this guy. You can dream about it as a confirmation. Like many years ago, a lady said she dreamt about a young man. He was giving her communion as an affirmation for the man to marry. Now, you can imagine that kind of crazy dream. Why did she dream that dream? Because she wanted the relationship to work. Are you all listening to me? So even dreams can be confusing, yet God speaks through dreams. Are you listening to me? But that you have a dream does not mean it is ultimate. Before we go, let me show you the story of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Genesis 24:10, very fast. The servant spotted a woman named Rebecca in the community well. Her kindness to him and his... Okay, that, give me from verse 10. This story is where Abraham sent his servant to get a wife for who? Isaac. Because of time, I will not read everything. Then the servant moved to go and look for a wife for his master's son, who? Isaac. It looked as if Abraham was working in the flesh. But look at what happened. God had instructed him not to marry from a certain place. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to say? So he wanted Isaac, his son, because the promise of God was upon him and his children. And his children. So he was trying to make sure they don't move from that certain place, which are the Canaanites. Canaanites are people that are deviated from God. They were worshipping Baal. Is everything okay? Are we together? They were worshipping who? Baal. Remember, even Solomon, when he married strange women, what happened? He left God. Because he was unequally yoked with what? all believers. Are you all listening to me? But one point I'd like to hit is that in verse 39 of same part of scripture, I think so. Give me verse 39. He said, then ask my master, what if the woman will not come back with me or follow me? Next part of scripture. Now hear what Abraham said. He said, but he said to me, the Lord before whom I walk will send his what? Will send his what? With you. And what? And you shall what? You see that? An angel had to enter this matter. Because Abraham was speaking based on what God has said to him. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? To preserve the blessing. Because if Isaac marries wrongly, what will happen? Whatever God had promised Abraham has the potency of not becoming a reality. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? Marrying wrongly can kill God's dream on your inside. Can kill prophecy on your life. Are you listening to me? In Exodus 20, we're trying to establish the fact that God leads people in the Old Testament through what? The ministry of what? Angels. You can see it in Exodus 20:20. Now, Genesis 28:1. So Isaac called for Jacob. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him and charged him and said to him, after blessing him, the first instruction was on who to marry and where to marry. You shall not take a wife from the daughters of Canaan. You see that? Because they worship idols. This one is more like a more short of prophecy. Don't marry an unbeliever. That one is not even a prayer point. The guy is not born again. He must be against. Don't marry him. Don't even pray to God. I say, God, this guy is lovely. Forget, run for your life. See, he may not be bad yet. He will be bad soon because by strength shall no man prevail. You have heard your mother's complain. Your father did not know I married him. He was a very good man until he traveled to Port Harcourt one time. And his friends took him to one hotel. They will be telling you the story to not finish. It's the truth. Are you listening to me? After blessing him, the next thing to preserve the blessing that he had received from his father Abraham, what did he say? Don't marry one of the daughters of Canaan. Never. Because they worship Baal. They have idols they worship. Not because they may be very beautiful, but if their focus is not your focus, don't marry them. They are so fine, but they are not thinking your direction. Don't marry them. They have everything, but they are not thinking in the direction God has called you to do. Don't marry them. Most of you, as you are looking at me, you will see fine girls there. But they are not thinking like you. Don't marry them. You know why some of them are looking like the women you are dreamt about? Because they are not fasting like these girls in church are fasting. If they come here and fast the way these girls are fasting, all those calls would have gone. You see some of these ladies in this church, you think they don't have calls till they get married. Just feed them 1 month. No fasting. Everything God gave them from the beginning will find expression. Betty is disagreeing with me. I saw her doing her head like this. Abby, she's agreeing. She's agreeing. Oh, wow. See, Betty is agreeing that there's something that is yet to be seen. But because of the much fasting now, the much fasting, see how some of them are looking. Look at the front here. Look at. If you marry these people and keep them 2 months in a house and all they are doing is eating and sleeping, oh my God. If you see Agatha, if you see my Grace, if you see Annabelle, if you see Victory, you'll be so amazed. 5 years from now, if I look at them when they are married, I will not recognize them. They'll be like, boom! They'll fulfill what scripture said, the righteous is as what? Huh? Is as what? You don't know the scripture. Verse 2. Sonny, are you hearing me? So look within. Sometimes it's see finish. People, they don't find for our church. You go and marry a Canaan woman. One day we'll be looking for Sonny that sing. He's nowhere to be found. Singing don't finish. They say now na bouncer he be somewhere for. God forbid bad thing. What happened to him? He married a Canaan woman. She said she will leave music and gym for her. That she wants chess. Now everything music forsaken. He's building chess. Instead of building career for God, he's building chess. That's how some men have lost it. They're in the gym because their women say, go to the gym. The call of God is gone upon their life. Verse 2. He said, go to, listen, everybody, look at me. Go at once to what? To the house of your mother's father, whatever, and take a wife from among the daughters of Laban, your mother's brother, whatsoever. He directed. Because he knew they had integrity. Are you listening to me? Look at what happened. Esau, in Hebrews 12, the Bible says Esau was, how did the Bible say it? Meaning Esau had a harsh character. I mean, he's somewhere that does not listen. Listen carefully before I finish. Esau don't used to listen. And I was studying today, I told my mother, I said, could it be that's why the Bible says Esau I hate, Jacob I love, because he had always been stubborn? To show he had a very terrible character, how will you look at somebody and say, give me food, take my bed, right? He was an I don't care person. He agreed for porridge. Food. How many of you have ever been hungry and said, take my bed, right, take food? Mm-mm. Some of you may have said it in another terms, actually. How many of you have begged your dinner was given, like, that's how you sold it, probably. But Esau was worse. He had a harsh character. Hebrews 12, that's what the Bible said. Harsh character. Look at what the Bible said in Genesis 28:34. Very fast. At least there be any fornicator or profane person like who? Shebi Unadesi. Who for what? See, we don't know the details, so except Paul came and dig deep. He said the guy was actually for, meaning Esau was sleeping around. That's why they use his head. If you observe, some of you now are firstborn in your family. Firstborn is nowhere to be found. Genesis, the Lord give you understanding. No, that's not what I'm saying. Let's go to scriptures. Genesis 26:34. When Esau was 40 years old, he took as wives, Judith, the daughter of Biri, the Hittite, and the basemaid, the daughter of Elon. Is it Elon Musk? The Hittite, whatsoever. Hallelujah to Jesus. Next part of scripture. And they were grief of mind to Isaac and Rebekah, his father and mother. The women nearly killed the father and mother. They were grief of mind to his father and mother, Isaac and Rebekah. You marry somebody that want to kill your father and mother. Just like I saw one video today that two-faced mother was begging that her son, they have kidnapped her son. Her son is not normal. Something has happened to her son. They should break the chain. You can liken such a person to Esau. Genesis 27:46. Are you seeing that Esau had a bad character? Like some of you now, girls and boys in church, don't marry. Mm-mm. Don't marry. Don't marry. You see what will happen? You will not bring grief to church. Your husband will say, I know, enjoy preaching on Sunday. That pastor, they give me verse. Why go talk like that? With the hot preaching, everybody is shouting hallelujah. He's saying, God forbid. Go and fulfill. Go for evangelism. Say, no, cook me pounded yam. He's timing when you have evangelism. Do pounded yam. It's important. And Rebecca said to Isaac, I'm weary of my life because of the daughters of Heth. If Jacob takes a wife of the daughters of Heth, like these two, like these who are the daughters of the land, what good will my life be to me? Meaning she's saying, if Jacob has taken a wife like Esau, he said, me, I would have died. Because this problem is too much. Imagine my two children make the same mistake. Esau married wrongly.
That simply means if the blessing was upon Esau, it would have not manifested. He would have not been able to fulfill destiny.
Deuteronomy 7, 3 to 4, as we close, as the last scripture.
Nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughters to their son, nor take their daughter for your son. You see God giving instruction. It's not today we say don't marry. Next part of scripture. He then says, for they will turn your sons away from what? Following me. To serve other. So the anger of the Lord will be what? Aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. See that? Marriage is very important. God does not give a wife. You have seen it. Abraham said an angel will lead you. It's a very important matter that we need an angel to lead you. Some of you, why they were doing this drama, the Holy Spirit was telling me, he said, there are many people like that in this place. In talking terms, you think your life is dice, like Ludo. Your life is not Ludo. Don't joke with your life. You are talking with the wrong person in talking terms. You think you'll always be 20. You think you'll always be 21. I have time. Let me talk with all the boys. Talk to the girls. You don't always have this. Before you know, it'll be 40. Shakara will end. I know a lady in NDA, Kaduna. If she comes to church, all the boys are just stationed in one place. She will come and very beautiful. Even with the younger boys like us, we know she was fine. One day I went to buy a car in Kaduna. I entered a place and I saw her selling this native way food that Hausas cook, that they will put, you know, talia. She was selling talia. That one they measure in leather, you just fetch and put in leather and give somebody. I was buying car, I was looking at the woman. The guy said, is everything okay, Pastor? I said, yeah. I was trying to understand whether it's the woman I know. It was truly her. It was the same area she was staying. She just came around selling that food. That was a woman that everybody used to like that time. Are you listening to me? Very important. If God said that's your husband, that's it. Now, before I end, you men have to start thinking like men. Sorry, you boys, you have to start thinking like men. Tell any boy around you, say, start thinking like a man. See, a woman doesn't want to marry a boy. She wants to marry a man. Start what is that? My preaching is like I'm agitating for boys. That's not what I'm doing. I'm agitating for men, not boys. Be a man. Be sincere to yourself. Why would God give you a good wife if you're on Facebook with 15 girls, you are chatting with them? How will God give you a woman that fears the Lord? And you'll be prophesying a prudent wife comes from God. You will never see it because your eye is not in one place. Except your eye is on God, that's when you cast that prudent wife from Him. I was teaching somebody about my wife. He was so shocked. He had to sow a seed the next time he saw her. He said, Mama, I want to marry a woman like you, like Prophet married you. Take a seed. I married my wife as the only sister. She's the only daughter of her mom that is in this country. Go and do masters. Go and do. She said, no. Why? There's a man that God said I should follow. The mother came to see that man. She was shocked. I heard that when I entered the wedding ceremony, people were saying, is this the man? You know, he looked like a boy, but he's a man in his heart. I always tell people, make when they old, they go. I don't care. I've seen old, my sisters used to be younger than me. Now they look older than me. I'm still happy. Please, everybody come and pass me and be going. I like the way I'm looking. Even in the field, people ask me, Pastor, what age are you? Because of the way I play. I like it. 150, please be passing me and be going. No problem. Hallelujah to Jesus. Start thinking like men. Start thinking like men. Start thinking like men. at 25, 26 be thinking of marriage? Are you hearing me? You are not responding, ba? You have heard gege now, your head is full. I mean, it's gege, they call him. I mean, it's gege. Your head is full. At 25, Kenneth Hagin married at age 22. 20, 22, 21. Yeah. Kenneth Copeland, the same age rate. You say you are looking up to them. You are 27. You are not thinking of marriage. Are you people listening to me? Think of marriage. What do you want to do? Say, no, I'm not ready. I want to flesh my life. Flesh what? When they use you, play 10-10, your eye will clear. You know, in my little life, right, I've seen that ladies that claim they have sense, they use them the most. If you ever think you can use a man, he's using you already. Men. Except these ones that are born again. If you think you can use a man, he has already started using you. That's why you are thinking you are using him. Most men, they've already budgeted you. It does not. Some no reach 20K. Some no reach 50K. Send me a recharge card, they send 5,000. They have budget. Some of you don't even use 5,000. They budget. Do you know? I know what I'm telling you, people. When I was growing up in secondary school, I hear my friends talk about ladies. And some of them, I'll swear, I say, this one will not fall. Before you know, he's coming with the lady. I say, she fall? Oh, the mighty are falling. I'll say, this one will not fall. Certainly, they will still fall. They had this slogan, Moko go pour dirty water for their head. And they will fall like magic. So, by strength shall no man. Don't eat a guy's money. Give me the question. Don't eat a guy's money. Don't eat. The gift of a man make it. And when you eat money, you will be blindfolded. You will not see well. Your discernment will be bad. Look at what is happening in Abuja. After they killed that lady, we thought they would not kill anybody again. They've killed more ladies. They are killing every day. Every day, ladies are on the street mad. Why? You can't help it when it comes to money. Run away. I told myself many years ago, one thing, and I believe God liked me for that thing. I said, a woman will never make me work hard for money. Never. I said, as I'm following God like this, I'll be working hard. If you come and say you don't have money, I'll say bye-bye. Wallahi, I'll tell you bye-bye. Mama T has never disturbed me, choked me for any money in this world till now. Paul Simon, two times she asks, if there's no response, she just go and wait till there's a response. Because I don't know how to say I don't have. And when I have, I do it times two. If I go home without giving her anything, it's strange. There is no day I leave this place without giving, but it is very strange. Very strange. As I'm driving, but Simon, what did you bring for me? She just knows there's something. I'm not trying to brag with that. Are you listening to me? That's how you think as a man. Be a man. Hallelujah. Forgotten that scripture, but there's something Paul said. He said, do not be unequally yoked. He now added with greed. He said, don't marry greedy people. It's not good to marry greedy people. You can marry a man who doesn't have, but don't marry a man who is greedy. There are two different things. If you don't have, you should be able, you even if you don't have, people will know that if you have, you can give. Are you people get what I'm trying to say? But if you are akagom, you should not be married to a man too. Don't marry a greedy woman. You will die in despair. There's a story that says a woman rented the house. Paid the man for the man did the plumbing job. When his rent finished, she and the man left the house. There's a story like that. When the man discovered, he divorced the woman. And another thing, as a man, strive to have money. Are you listening to me? What did I say? Strive to have money. No matter how love is sweet, if there's no money to buy soap, the love will start having coma. Honey soap, bath by faith.
Good morning, sir. What does a man need to achieve or have before marriage? These things I've said, have Christ. I hope you know, in Genesis 4:1, the Bible said, and Adam knew his wife. The word there in Greek means, in Hebrew, sorry, is the word yada. Yada. He knew his wife. Meaning all this while, he had a woman he didn't know as a wife, I mean. It was in Genesis 4, after they left the right algorithm, that he knew Eve as a wife. In other words, Adam, this is deep, but I wish you can get it. As Adam will eat from the tree of life, that's when he will be capacitated to becoming the right man spiritually, and so have the leverage to own everything in Eden. Did you observe that after Adam broke the algorithm, God drove him away from even prosperity? Are you getting what I'm trying to say? So what you need to attain prosperity is not trying to pursue prosperity. It is becoming like the man Jesus, eating of the tree of life. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? So if you have Christ, you have the potency for prosperity. Do you people get what I just said? You have the potency for prosperity. So Christ is the number one. Then secondly, be very observant. Sometimes people can say, claim they know Christ, but they are just being spiritually extra and foolish. You can say a man that claims he knows Christ, he is not walking. He's just praying in tongues. And if you check those people, they are not even praying in tongues. They just like to talk about prayer on Facebook. They don't pray. A man that truly prays, God will tell him, go and walk in the prayer. Most of them don't pray. If you observe them that they have a form of godliness, they don't have God himself, just a form, run away from them. There are a lot of young people who call themselves apostles and prophets who are not diligent in work. They'll just sit there and say, if you dare me, you'll see me in television. If you follow television, you'll see me in whatever. You can be with that man 20 years. They have not even buy TV, themselves. Why? Because they are not diligent. Are you listening to me? They are not diligent. Even Paul, at some point, he became a tent maker to get money. The Bible says a man that cannot provide for his family, what happens? He said he's worse than a what? Meaning God is trying to show the level of irresponsibility that you have as a man. Even if it means going to carry block on your head, do it to provide for your family. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain? Good evening, sir, for all you've taught us this night. Thank you, sir, for all of you. I'm grateful to God, blah, blah, blah. Now, sir, in Matthew 7 downwards, God promised, whosoever asks, it shall be given. Knocks, blah, 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 it shall be open. So, why can't we desire what we want in a partner? Why steal his will? Did you hear the creativity drama? Why did you tell us to ask? Please, sir, explain. Creativity said something. They said, the light in the Lord does not mean just sit down and tell God, I want this, then he will decide. He will give you what? The desire of your heart. What was that root word in Hebrew you called again? Huh? Now you talk more. It was what? Anang. It means what? To succumb. You see, if you succumb to God, then he will fulfill what? The desire. Meaning you are saying, God, let your will be done. Then that desire, and I explained that thing. If you thought that a fair, tall girl, you know, when you say a fair, tall girl, you're like, hey, whoa. What you are looking for is not fair, tall girl. It's the joy that comes with a fair, tall girl. You catch this one, man. Larash. So we have delivered one person from a fair, tall girl. Amen. So most times, what you are looking for is not that fair, tall girl. How many of you love football while you were growing up as young men? That you are playing football with hunger in your stomach, you don't mind. Then when you are done, that's when the hungry will start. That's how it is. The joy of football, that football will just satisfy everything. So what am I trying to say? God is saying, if you follow that tall fair girl, at the end, you will still be searching. You will not find satisfaction. You may be excited for the moment. Hey, oh! But as time is going, you'll be like, what even did this tall figure, empty head, blah, blah, blah. She's not thinking the way I'm thinking. She's not my wife. She's not my wife. You just wake up one morning, no be my wife be this. Everything you wanted, you have collect, no be my wife be this. Now, you be thinking, you be wondering, do you know how many people have woken up on their wedding night and say, hey God, what did I just do? I have made the greatest mistake of my life. Do you know how many people on their wedding day are saying, I do, carry God, this thing a mistake. In fact, it's after the wedding, eyes used to open. Where am I? Ahead of a wedding that scattered wedding night. Because the man, this one is not movie, it's real life. The man said, I was deceived. He said, whatever he saw was not the way it is. He saw it full, he experienced it not full. The Lord give you understanding. Meanwhile, this woman was filling the place. She was filling. She was expanding the work of creation. Every time she will fill everywhere, filling the gap. So the man was thinking the gap was the originality. He said, they cheated me. They cheated me. Marriage break because the spaces were not filled. So listen carefully. You have said, God said, seek. Now God always continues his word in the Bible. He said, if you pray according to my will, then you what? If you ask according to my will, you what? So he said, ask, but he didn't finish it there. Then he said in somewhere else, he said, if you ask according to my, that's when you will receive. So the will of God is very important. And sometimes when God gives you his will, you may not like it, like they said. But on a long run, you appreciate God Almighty. Are you listening? There's a part of what they said. They say beauty is what? Huh? Charm is what? Beauty used to work like charm. Say, but a woman, that what? You will have peace. If God give you a wife like Mama T, you will have peace. Please, sir, you said the man should not marry any woman who does not think like him. Please, sir, what about the woman? The man is the head of the relationship. Alright? And you are making me take so much time. But listen, the Bible said, husband, love your wife as Christ loved the church, right? Then I said, by washing her with the word, that he finally what? Present her to himself. Dating, there's Christian dating, is not bad. But it should not pass 2 years. It should not pass what? 2 years. Dating according to the world, this is their mentality. They are trying to try the ladies. They want to know which one will work. That's not how we see dating. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? We don't date to know whether they are the ones. We date because we have known that they are the ones. Are you people getting what I'm trying to say? And so every dating in the Christendom, it leads toward marriage. Are you guys getting what I'm trying to explain to you? Very important. So that's our own definition of dating. What was I trying to say before this? Think alike. Thinking alike is very important. So if you train the woman for a while, if you are with the woman, that's why the Bible says women submit. God knows why he said submit. If submission was easy, God would not tell women to submit. Submission is very difficult for women, not men. Men can submit. Women don't know how to submit. It is very easy for a man to submit, but very difficult for a woman to submit. And it's very difficult for a man to love. That's why God was emphasizing, men, love your wife. Show love. Show love. Lion, love your wife. King, love your wife. You see, most men say, I'm a king in this house. Mm-mm. The Bible says, love your wife. Love her as Christ loved the church. If you carry king put for front, you cannot love your wife. You will slap her at some point. You must love her as Christ. The mouth will move. Vroom, 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 vroom. You now look at it and say, what a blessed mouth. That's because you know Christ. If you look at it from the flesh's perspective, you hold the mouth and put padlock. So if you don't know Christ, you cannot don't marry because you will beat your wife.
You see most women come on Facebook and say, "It has blown my face." If you go and put your ear and hear what they are saying, you know why their face should be blown. My neighbor before, many years ago, I came out, I never experienced that in my house. In the midnight. I said, "Lord, am I in a vision?" I woke up. Most people didn't come outside. I came out, saw the landlord in my front, hiding and looking. I said, "Sir, are you not supposed to go and help?" He said, "My brother, they need a chuck hand for this thing. You go wait, make the matter cool first before you go. No, go there, they go break something for your head." Wearing bang, 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 bang. The woman was saying, "Useless man." She was insulting the hell. In my mind, I said, "Calm down, now, woman. You don't do much." The man said, "She will insult like 10. Inside the 10, one will not enter him. Hey, you call me down. Hey, blah, blah." When I go again, she will now do like 15. Then the 16 one will enter him. He will stand up again. While the thing was going, he said, "Pastor, I beg. And he don't beg you. Marry well. They see her with your eye. Marry well. Oh. No, they follow fine, fine face. Oh. Marry well. Oh. Yeah, I don't tell you. Oh. You still be young man, the only single man in this compound." That season, everybody in that compound was advising me. Are you listening to me? So think alike. Think alike. Not that you marry now, your husband says, "I don't believe in giving." You believe in giving. Fight, don't start. "I don't believe in tongues." You believe in tongues. Fight, don't start. Are you listening to me? Good evening, sir. "Is it possible to marry God's will for your life and still end up divorcing each other?" Yes. Adam and Eve were God's will. They still misbehaved. They misbehaved. Because the man didn't take his place as a man, and the woman didn't take her place as a what? Woman. The man did woman rapper. And the marriage scatter. They were not having a nice time. "Hey, you love me? Eat the fruit." He ate. Two of them naked. Eve ate, she was not naked. Now that first question, that's why it is more important for the man to think right than the woman. When Eve ate, she was not naked. When Adam ate, Eve and Adam became what? Naked. Because he was the covering. Are you listening? Are you listening to me? Let me see the question again. Very important. So they did not follow God's wisdom. If God joined two of you together, you must follow God's manual, God's wisdom, before that marriage will work. Take for instance, hey, I want to close. Be patient. I know we've gone so much far off time. If God says two of you are meant for each other and you start dating, then start kissing each other and doing touch, plenty touch. Tapping currents and the rest. One thing that will happen is that you will hardly marry each other. You will hardly. Because see, finish will enter. As long as you have broken the edge, the woman will not respect you again. She will not respect you. Why you see some men of God, when their wife have a problem, they look for another man of God to pray for their wife to be, is because they've lost consecration. The woman does not respect the anointing upon their life. Why? Because he couldn't hear God. God told him, "Don't touch the woman. Husband, live with your wife according to what? According to what? Then you touch." And some of them want to blame the woman. Says the woman, "She did like snake." It doesn't mean. God places the responsibility on your head. You were watching me here with Mama T. Was I not laying hands? Was she not going under the power of God? To almost wedding, 2 days before wedding, I still lay here and she fell. Nothing has up. That's why the anointing was still strong. If I had done all those things, now if I lay hands, she will feel romantic. I like your touch, prophet. Are you listening to me? And if you don't do those things, if you mistake like that, you divorce. Secondly, the man should not be doing serious in some unnecessary spiritual things. You are fasting, you say you don't have sex. All those kind of mumuting. You will divorce. You too, you are fasting, you say you don't have sex. That's the most stupid thing I've ever heard in my life. Who told you that fasting stops you from having sex? The Bible said the man's body belongs to the woman. The woman's body belongs to the man. That one God says bracket.
If you don't want to have sex during fasting, just pray to God to touch your wife or pray to God to touch your husband. If God does not touch, that means God wants you people to touch each other. And it's okay. You think it's a joke, try it and see. Your body belongs. Don't never make your man look like a beggar. Never let make your woman look like a beggar. When you are married, you make them to be pretending, to be wondering whether they are in the flesh or in the spirit. If they want to touch you. No! I don't think it's meant for you, but you should know it. So that in case, I think it's meant for you. We are getting more couples this year. Never try that. Hey, Pastor Anne, I'm in the spirit. I'm in 1 week fasting. I'm not touching you. The Spirit of God says, I should not touch a woman, else my consecration is broken. It's the spirit of the devil, sir. I heard a man of God, Dagger Howard Mills. He said, before a program, he slept with his wife and the anointing was so strong. People were now shouting, hey, whoa, hey, whoa, atrocity, oh. Man of God says, sleep with your wife, anointing comes strong, oh. What is Ewo there? So God will say, hey, Dag, you've sinned. The blind will not see. His wife. He was trying to teach people to stop that wrong mentality. Are we together? Good evening, sir. Why do we ask? I think I've answered this one. Give me the question twice. Okay, this is another question. Why do we ask and not receive? Why do we seek and not find? The scripture seems like promise to me, but we end up saying, Lord, let your will be done. Why? And why does God's will always delay? Is this one connected to the... Is it connected to the relationship or is different? Because we are talking about relationship. Faith and patience are twin brothers. When you faith something and you don't see it, you are not ready for it. Be patient. God is working you for it. That's the answer. Are you blessed? And the Bible says, count it all joy. Thank you for the fake clap. You guys are hypocrites. If you make me vex, we'll do that all night now. Bow your heads and thank God for His word. Father, we thank you for your word. We give you all the praise. We worship you. We adore you. Your word is light to us and light for us. Lord, I declare over your children, we will not make wrong decisions for who to marry. I'm not hearing you. I declare no one here will make a wrong decision on who to marry. Lord, if there's anyone here in a wrong relationship, Father, by the fire of the Spirit, deliver them now in the name of Jesus. I prophesy, if your relationship is not of God and you are here, in 24 hours, let a problem come and destroy it now by fire. In the name of Jesus. All of you shout amen very well. And Lord, anybody in a wrong talking terms, let your fire. You think I'm joking with all of you, right? Let your fire burn off those people from their lives in the name of Jesus. I blind your eyes from the wrong people in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
I am sure you were blessed by these words of life and peace from Prophet Simon Thomas. Get transformed by the truth of God's word by visiting and following our social media handles at Glory Carriers Ministry International, and get more messages at www.embassyofglory.com. Also, worship with us on Tuesdays by 5 p.m. and Sundays first service by 8 a.m. and second service by 10:15 a.m. at Sheraton Hotels beside Benue State House of Assembly, Mukherjee, Benue State. God bless you.